Hey, Soul Warriors, have you ever felt like there's a version of you that's living your dream life, but it seems just out of reach? What if we told you that the only thing separating you from that reality is the frequency at which you are vibrating? Imagine tapping into your future self to tune into the life that you've always wanted. It's not just a possibility, it's your actual birthright. Bridging this gap between where we're at right now and where we want to be is the by far biggest gap, the number one thing that we coach people on and work on ourselves.
Absolutely. I know that at times I'm like, what is going on? I'm doing the things, I'm trying to manifest this and doing all that, and I realized that I wasn't on the right frequency.
Not on the right frequency. Because you're in the try and the working hard and yeah. The, you know, all those lower vibrational old
instead
subconscious
of
programs.
Being. Because that automatically puts you there, just being.
Yeah. So we've been playing with this a lot recently, actually consciously tapping into our higher self. So let's just do this together just to start right out so that you have a baseline of how it feels for you, so that then we can talk about it and apply it. So close your eyes if you're not driving. Oh, and a little aside, we are both sick. So if we sound nasally, we have a sudden death spiral of coughing, anything like that. We've got water, we've got cough drops, we've got it covered. But we love this and we just always want to show up and talk about it. So, but we are deep in self-care. So, you know, no need to caution us on that. We've taken a lot of downtime lately. So let's get to it. Close your eyes if you can. I want you to picture what that dream life is. That future self, like tap into that future self that's already living, whatever your wildest dreams or beyond your wildest dreams. Like if you don't even know what it's going to look like, just like tap in, like take me to that place where like the highest possibilities of me is happening. And now observe your higher self. See what they're doing. Your future self, it is your higher self as well. Now, what is that future self like? How does it feel? How are they feeling? What's going on around them? What does it look like, feel like, sound like? And as you're taking that all in, like, now bring it back to yourself and your current situation. And what's doesn't match? What is that future self embodying that you're not embodying right now where you sit? Try to pick out three things, if you can. I mean, maybe it's just one blaring one. Like, what are three things that your future self is embodying that you don't have within you right now? And bring those three things back with you. We'd love if you would put them in comments if you feel moved to share. I'll definitely share mine that I got when I was doing this several days ago. It always changes for me because I'm always tapping into new versions of myself. And as I'm moving forward and I'm manifesting my wildest dreams, I have new dreams that pop up. So there's always next levels of me. So always a new future self that I'm tapping into. Mm-hmm. So currently in my future self realm, I noticed that she was super relaxed, that she was really playful, and she felt incredibly supported. So it has been my mission, as soon as I feel a little bit off in my vibration or something's like the circumstance around me is not matching how I want it to look, bringing it right back to me. And I'm like, okay, how can I embody playfulness, being supported, being relaxed? What can I do? What tools can I grab onto that'll get me back into that frequency? And that's what I focus on instead of death spiraling into the circumstance.
Yeah. I know for me, being peaceful was one of them as well. Also, the feeling of freedom, there was a feel of that, and also authenticity. There was a lot of that involved, because sometimes I feel like I'm not 100% that person here, if you will, because I let the situation, person or whatever dictate how it's going into, you know, kind of like transcend here.
Yeah.
And I know that that's a no-no. But I tend to be very real about things. I'm a realist. So when I'm my future self, then I'm here really reading the room, if you will, where I sit, what the situations are in my life and how that works, it doesn't quite match.
And it shouldn't.
So the authenticity part of it kind of comes into play. And not that I don't feel authentic, because I know that the person here, you know, is me. Mm-hmm. But also I want to be 150% that person here as well.
Right.
You know, but I let a lot of circumstance get in the way. Yeah. And that's something I am certainly going to be addressing.
Yeah. Circumstance, other people. I mean, you'll notice whenever you're pointing a finger at anything around you and it's not coming back to within you. And this isn't to point the finger back at yourself. This is like, okay, my frequency is off. My frequency isn't aligned with where I want to be. If it's, say, a relationship and you're not in the type of relationship that you want to be, but you're like, you know, I've tried talking to my husband or my wife and it's not working. And I've tried this. And if you start using the word try all around, no, or I've done all the things and
don't try, you know, do.
Yeah. You're getting more into this resistance or, this victimhood of it's not working for me. Mm-hmm. Like I've done the things and it's not working for me. We want to remind you that it's 80% energetics in manifestation and it's 20% in the actions of showing up and doing the things that you need to do. So
I think that one of the things that, you know, in tapping into some of this work, it's really hit me in the form of like, if I allow, if you will, mm-hmm. if I allow and entertain that future part of me, and really embody it, it leaves room for unexpected things to happen.
Right.
And that was one thing that really hit me, because, you know, we're so focused on that box, if you will, that we put ourselves
in. What we already know.
Yeah, exactly. That we don't leave the room for the potentiality of what can happen, mm-hmm. you know, because something so far-fetched to us in our minds, it really, to our future self, is nothing but a skip. Mm-hmm. It's an easy part to get from here to there. And that's, you know, something that I'm going to certainly allow more of, to be curious, more curious than I already am, and also but open to what might come up or what might present itself as a form of moving forward mm-hmm. towards being in that vibration all the time.
Right. And just a live example is, I know, like end of last year, we had some money that was supposed to be coming in. And we, you know, we sit like every quarter or so and budget out like, okay, this is what we expect to come in. Then there's going to be X amount that we don't even expect. And this covers this and this, and this is what we're going to do with our finances. And we had this large chunk of money that was coming in that never came. And so there was a lot of, you know, it's that person's fault and that person's failure. And now I'm in this position. And so victim, looking outside, like all this stuff. And we started shifting and we started tapping into that future self. And all of a sudden there was a different business that we had. We had a ton of new clients cropped up. An unexpected check that we didn't even know we were getting from the government came in. Like all this money stuff just started coming in where we had enough to get us through a certain month. And now like 4 months later, you know, we're like, oh, okay. Like, I don't know how that all worked out, but it did, because we allowed it to.
Right.
Instead of squeezing into, you know, well, he didn't do that, and so now I need to go get a job, or, you know, we're not looking at all the endless possibilities, like you said, and opening up to that.
And it's interesting, because I got to that place. Like, you know, I started to get into that really panic mode.
Yeah.
How are we going to pay the mortgage? How are we going to do this? And all this stuff. And like, you know, post-traumatic stress for back in the day when we were broke as fuck.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, I don't want to go back there. Fuck that.
Yep.
You know, I've worked too hard to get to where I am and all that. And I saw myself going there and I was going in deep and fast. And then I automatically just put the brakes on it. It's like, no.
Yep.
I'm not going to dance this right now.
No, that's not me.
I'm going to just go into meditation, allow for things to come through me that's going to best serve my situation right now, because the situation that we were in now has nothing to do with from the past,
exactly,
from anything that we, because we're not those people anymore. So I can't address it in that form. And I deliberately decided that I was going to have a certain mindset when it came to those things, not ignoring the fact that bills needs to get paid, not doing that, but being calm and secure that the money will come from wherever the fuck it is, and we will be okay.
Right.
Connecting to that future self of mine that's doing all the things.
Yeah. And then whenever like my current self was going into panic mode, like I've named that person Klaus, and I would have a conversation with Klaus and be like, look, I've got you. You know, I've got you. You know, I always figure something out. Like, just, you know, I hear you. I get it. It's scary as hell. Like, I'm totally valid. And like, that's fine. Like, let's go do something fun so that we can shift out of that. Because nobody likes to feel that way. And we can't manifest and create from that energy, because it's low vibrational energy. And then getting deep into like logic of trying to figure it out was just basically looking at old things of how I would fix something and trying to apply it. Again, low vibrational, old energy not working. Right. So it was catching myself every time I went into that. And then I would do something to, like, there's so many different tools. You just figure out what works for you. Resetting my nervous system, telling myself in this moment right here, right now, there's nobody banging on my door telling me to get out of my house. There's nobody pointing a gun at my head. I have water. I have food. Like, I'm okay. In this present moment, I am perfectly safe and okay. And then resetting my nervous system so that my body felt it. And tell my body, like, yeah, I got you too. Like, all the parts of me, I've got you, the higher self me. And then talking to that future self, because the future self is living what I want. So they know how it can come, you know, they know what's possible. They know how it came into being. So when I can sit in presence with that future self and allow the information to come into me, all of a sudden I'm inspired to do something that I never would have thought of before, that just solves all sorts of things that I label as problems.
Because right. The future part of you has already walked that path.
Exactly.
And knows the answers to that. So when you're tapping into that, you're allowing, again, that allowing part, to really be surprised or be inspired or be moved to something that you would have never thought can be possible, you know, because of all the crazy, you know, limitations that we tend to kind of camp out in most of the time. But that's the thing, you know, like, I look at my future self and she is dynamic, she is free, she is happy, she is at peace, she is doing the things that she loves, she is honoring who she is. Whew. And that's the important part about being who we need to be. And when you connect in this way, it is absolutely moving.
I want to give you a quick message before we get back to this episode. Unlock the secrets of your soul for free with Soul Notes. Say goodbye to feeling stuck and hello to the validation of your alignment. These weekly prompts are filled with reminders, gentle nudges, and sometimes a kick in the ass, all with love from your soul. Don't just take our word for it. Try Soul Notes for yourself and see the difference it can make in your life. Trust us, your soul and you will thank you. Just go to soulnote.org. That's SOULNOTE.org. Now back to our podcast. Like, you know that part of you that, like, I mean, my part of me is like, I'm a freaking badass. And like, I know how to channel energy. I know how to use it. Like, I know who the fuck I am. So how can I be in that more and more and more of the time and reflect that all out to you so that you can, you know who you are deep down inside of you. You know that freak flag you fly inside of you that you don't let out all the time. Yeah. Or those things that are in your head or heavy on your heart that you're not sharing with anybody because you don't want to be judged and you don't want to deal with other people's opinions. Like, I get it. But find safe places and find safe people, because we're all about walking, through the hard parts, but with our best versions of ourselves taking the forefront.
And it's totally is about being transparent as well. Like, as I was talking, that hit me.
Yeah.
You know, that hit
just
me
letting
deep.
That emotion it's
like,
flow.
It's like, because I've been working on it for the past 2 days, and it's just like, okay, I just landed.
Yeah.
And sometimes expressing it through tears, through any kind of emotion, that's how it lands. And yeah, but that's the part of me that I want to be connected to all the time, you know, because I see my life in such an interesting, powerful, abundantly filled with love, joy, and doing, but mostly doing the thing that I love. And that's, you know, being here with you guys and creating this, you know, Soul Intentions to the capacity we know that it has. And that's through like really being who we are, you know, as people, as spiritual beings, as, I don't even know. It's just like there's so much good juju there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So catch yourself when you know when you're trying to make a solution happen out of crisis mode. You know when you're there. It doesn't feel good. It feels forced. It feels hard. You don't want to, but you know you have to. And it's just, it's not flowing energy. It's not feeling good. Right. Not that you won't, you will face hard things. You will. It's just this whole world is about challenges and how you keep showing up for yourself more and more.
I think that I'd like to rephrase that.
Yeah,
this
yeah,
world
good.
Is about experiences.
It is.
And
the highs, the lows.
We decide their challenges. But they're experiences that we have contracted to experience. And we have to continuously remind ourselves those mm-hmm. things. That
we chose to come here.
We chose to come here. We decided what those experiences were going to be. So when they show up, it's allowing them to just kind of unfold and learn and get curious and really get on that path that you are meant to be on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because like you said, all these things are our birthright.
Absolutely.
Period.
Yeah. So, I mean, take a look. Are you taking actions towards whatever it is that you love? I mean, like, we've been like learning new things about our business pretty continuously. Yeah. We know when we've hit that kind of plateau, you know, like when you're exercising yeah. and you hit a certain plateau and then you're not seeing the results anymore. It's because there's a next level of you, you know, more information, more energy, downloads that you can take in mm-hmm. to embody, to have it really come out and just create all that juice.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I'm super grateful for, did it suck having financial crisis mode for months? Absolutely, it sucked. But at the same time, I'm super grateful for it because it applied that pressure and that squeezing to really, like, juice out of me that higher self part of me, that yeah. future self part of me, that part of me who I know who I am. Mm-hmm. It helped that come out. Do I want to always go through that? No. And I've noticed the more work I do, the shorter those times of pressure and the shorter those times of crisis. It flips around a lot easier.
Well, that's what we've been saying. You know, we've been saying that the more high vibrations you stay in, not that you're not going to have certain things come up, but how you handle them and the length of which they stay are going to change
mm-hmm.
because you have at your fingertips all the right things for those particular situations. And this is the awareness that comes out when you're consistently in your high vibrations in your future self, because you're kind of being you are being the mastermind of the creation you want.
Mm-hmm.
And in looking forward, you know, in like that future self of you, that's you saying, okay, I'm plugging in. I'm going to stay plugged in. I'm going to honor who I am. I'm going to create the things that I know benefit me and the people around me. And you're doing it from a clear heart and you're honoring that.
Mm-hmm. You can't go wrong.
Absolutely not.
That's when you stop doing the how, but how? And you keep referring back to your current situation.
Yeah.
You don't need to know how at that point because you are so open to the opportunities. Your vibration is matching where those opportunities exist.
Right.
If the how is not presenting itself to you, it's because your vibration's not matching. So work on your energetics, work on plugging back into, you know, mind being relaxed, being playful, and being fully supported. plugging back into that. And then I'm at that vibration where I can start seeing those opportunities, or they can just appear to me. I'll be connected with the right things and with the right people because I'm where those opportunities exist.
Right, exactly. And, you know, let me just say that, you know, you're probably, you know, entertaining the thought, but how, you know, because
we do all the time. Yeah,
I have.
It's normal.
How do I do that? And, you know, you make it sound so easy and all those things. Understand that this years of practice.
Yeah.
You know, and if you're in a place right now where you're just starting, give it a chance. Be
stick with it.
Yeah. Easy on yourself.
Yep.
Because it's not going to happen overnight. Remember, you have X amount of years ahead being in that particular vibration. To shift it is going to take, I'm not going to say that it's going to take that same amount of years for it to shift. I'm just saying that it's going to take a minute. Okay. But don't give up and be easy on yourself, and don't ever, ever, ever compare it to anyone else, because your experience are yours, their experience are theirs. So honor that, you know, get curious. And if you do question, that's okay too. Just don't stay there.
Mm-hmm.
Allow for what else might come through so that you can maybe go, you know, forward or right or left, depending on what your higher self has in store.
Yeah. So really, like, that future self is your database of everything that you need.
Yeah.
So taking the time, and then that's actually showing yourself that that's important to you, what that creation looks like, what that feeling looks like. That's important to you to open to that. It's important to you to use your imagination, because again, we build stories in our brains based off of what we've already seen or experienced and what we perceive from people around us. So that's another thing, like, don't compare yourself to somebody else's story, because we don't share everything that's going on within us. We don't share what's going on behind the closed doors of our own house. You don't know when somebody's struggling. You're like, well, you always seem to have your shit together, but you don't know the time I've spent, you know, smashing around and crying or whatever, getting that gunk out of my system so that I could get aligned to who I really am.
Mm-hmm. I mean, these times are asking us, or are impressing upon us, to stick to our God self.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that power, that knowing, that understanding, that empathetic, all those parts of ourselves that we at times tend to put to the side because we need to be a certain way. Those are the parts that are coming into play here. And if you, you know, kick them over to the curb and then expect things to change, you're in for a rude fucking awakening, man.
Yep.
Because they don't match. They don't match whatsoever. So stick to that higher self. Stick to that future self. Keep that vision so bright and vivid and in the forefront of your mind. Then bring it down. Bring it down to your heart. How does it feel? How do you feel when that happens? Like, when you're there. Because the body doesn't know the difference, whether it's something that you're thinking or something that you're actually going through, okay? It just knows that it feels a certain way, mm-hmm. and that's what it's gravitating to. So now it's amplifying out. And what do you think is going to happen? From there, here.
Exactly.
And that's how it usually works.
So if you're looking for that relationship, build that relationship with yourself. How Absolutely. Can you love yourself, take care of yourself, do all of the things that you're looking for so that you feel fully loved and fully supported? And then other people that are of that vibration and can do that will show up. Or abundance, even if you don't have, like, you know, money in the bank, where do you feel abundant? What do you have an abundance of, you know, love from your dog? Do you have an abundance of air that you're breathing right now? You know, what can you look around and find abundance and see beauty and see things that fill your cup? Because if you fill your cup, that's abundance.
Yeah.
And then that can start flowing in as money and other things, opportunities.
And what I'm hearing right now, and I'm going to say it exactly the way I'm hearing it, for the love of God, do not compromise your values.
Yes.
Stick to them. They're your compass. Trust them. Honor them.
Yep. If something feels off, it is. And that's just your, it's an opportunity, not a problem. We keep labeling everything as a problem, and yep. it's, which puts us in low vibration victim mentality. Mm-hmm. But that's just an opportunity. It's just something showing and presenting to you like, here, this needs to be fixed because it's slightly off. You can fix the frequency, and now you're over here where opportunity exists.
Right. I like that what you said to me earlier in the week, that instead of I have to, you said to me,
I get to.
And that, I mean, like those words from her just kind of like gave me that quick thing.
Permission slip to shift.
You know, and to me, I take that as spirit, higher self, future self, giving me the message through her, yeah. if you will. It could have been another way as well. But, you know, I was open to hearing it. I was open to receive it. So it worked. And it really did shift because now I get to experience things differently.
Right.
You know,
so notice if you're doing that, like, you know, oh, I have to do this for, you know, you're building, say, if you're building a business, oh, I have to get this YouTube video out. I have to do this for social media content, like all the have to's, like the universe isn't going, oh, they feel like they have to, and they're pressured, and it's mm-hmm. time crunch, and that's not a good vibration. We're not going to help grow that.
Yeah. The get to vibration is so much.
It's excited. It's good energy. Yeah, and it's builds. Easy. It is.
Yeah. It has an easy feeling to it. It's not like I have to, and you're like, no, I don't want to.
Yeah.
And then the resistance comes into play, and you become a kid. Like, you, it doesn't feel that way.
Right.
You know what
I'm
saying?
So that's how simple. It's just these little, you know, shifts. Yeah. Like, drop the try. Drop the have to. What's exciting? What feels abundant? What feels loving? Like, right. That's the juice of it. And your future self has the answer. So just tap into them every morning or every evening, before, especially before you go to bed. Like, all right, I'm gonna connect with my future self and my dreams tonight. And then don't put any expectations on it. You might get something, you might not. It could just be an energetic download that you don't even remember, but now you have in your system that could present those opportunities to yep. you. So do yourself that favor and befriend all the parts of you. Tap into that future self, and let's fucking go.
Absolutely. So be sure to like and subscribe, leave a comment, and that's it for us. Be kind.
Peace.